Packers.
I don't want another Packers or the Cowboys either.
Oh. It's not that you can't play a little football still. You play a little bit.
Damn it.
Because you said the brains you had went to your head.
Now,
step outside, summertime.
Peterson's
he's always a whining, crying little baby. Jack,
and I'm always going to love the Vikings, so yeah. Screw off.
You tell him.
She knows it's too late.
Reading two or three things here from the Minnesota Vikings file from Bleacher Report. The first article out, of course. Desire hasn't changed, but AP still lacks leverage.
Of course he does.
The desire hasn't been there, and it's still not there. Maybe that's what they meant. And also, right after that, the NFL.com... Well, I'm going to save this for a mic's break.
Okay.
So I'm not going to say anything.
Okay. Save it. Don't let it out of the bucket.
Don't let the cat out of the damn bag.
Over the course of the offseason, according to Yahoo Sports, multiple sources have said these are the problems that Adrian Peterson has with the Minnesota Vikings and why he wants out. Number one being his belief that both he and his family need a fresh start in a new city, allowing him to bring personal closure to a disastrous 2014. So if he thinks he's going to Baltimore or he's going to Oakland or Jacksonville or wherever he thinks he wants to go, obviously he wants to go to the Dallas Cowboys, which is a fat chance. Vikings will not trade him to the Dallas Cowboys, but he doesn't want to have to come back here and have people and fans know everything that had happened. However, he's Adrian Peterson, and he's a national figure. It doesn't matter where he goes. However, I think he wants to leave because he's embarrassed about the relationships with people that he has here. To me, it's a cowardly decision. I think you used the word coward before, to not want to have to come back here and face people that he's done business with or had relationships, community relationships with, friends, family members, whatever they may be. He doesn't want to come back and face them.
I think that's the case. I mean, I don't think he wants to
run from his problems.
I really do. I think that he's broken a lot of things here with the team, mostly the upper level management, perhaps teammates too. I don't know how that all went down. None of us would know that unless we were in the locker room. But he may or may not have burned a few bridges there too. And I don't know. He wants out of here, and there's a reason for it. You have to face sometimes your fear and look at it straight in the eye and then go do it anyway. Because the best scenario for him is to come in, reestablish himself with this team, apologize to the team, still get paid and handsomely, get on the field and just do what you used to do. And a lot of things are going to come around for you pretty quickly, I think. I think he can smooth it out very quickly.
He wants to be the hero again. So granted, say he comes back to the Minnesota Vikings, like you said, everybody knows about the situation. He's going to have to apologize. It is embarrassing, but what he did was wrong.
Yeah, absolutely. And I don't really know if he thinks so.
I know. So say he gets traded to the Tennessee Titans or one of the other 31 NFL teams. He's going to walk into the locker room. He's not going to have to apologize. People are going to be like, oh my God, Adrian Peterson's on our team anymore. And they're going to lavish him with hugs and kisses and all these other things that he likes to, his butt kissed and all that.
Until he runs into Toby Gerhardt. And then Toby will know everything.
Yeah.
Then he'll tell everyone everything. No, he won't. Greg Hardy had a little trouble with Dallas, coming in with Dallas. Someone just kind of threw the big bomb right at him and kind of said domestic this, domestic that, and headed out with him on the field. He will be challenged. I think Adrian will be challenged, and someone's going to just say something. You just know it.
But he's such a beloved teammate, isn't he? I mean, from everything we hear, Adrian Peterson just seems like this happy-go-lucky, jovial guy that works hard on his body, works hard on his craft, and his teammates love him.
I agree. I think so. I think so. The kid I was always so impressed with, and I mean this, too. I've been down to training camp. I've seen him work endlessly trying to get a knee back and everything else during the offseason. Training camp, I've introduced my kids to him down at Mankato. He was super good to the kids, and he signed everything they had, and he talked with them. I had to go do something with Bob Hagen It was at the big tent down there in one of the end zones. Mm-hmm. And my kids were up in there, and he was up there, and he talked with them for 10 or 15 minutes without me around.
It's not that he's a nice guy. Right?
It's not that he's a nice guy?
It's not that he isn't a nice guy?
Okay. He is. I really do think it's in there. I've been, we all have.
It's in there, but you hear sex this, sex that, charity this. And that's another thing. Coverage from local media that he's pissed about during his legal issues, including that what he believed was unfair criticism of his all-day foundation. That's another reason why he is furious with Minneapolis and St. Paul, the Minnesota area. He has trust issues with Vikings executive Kevin Warren, who Peterson and his father Nelson believe undercut the player privately in favor of saving face with business partners and sponsors. He also has the feeling that the franchise declined to strongly back him publicly during the initial stages of his child abuse charge prior to the 2014 season. He's irate about those four particular things.
He's very mad about
that. And he wants guaranteed money for the rest of the 3 years of his contract that is set to pay him about $13 million this season.
And I think he wants to see those last 2 years, too, for the most part. And I think that might be where he's probably going to have a problem. And that's why he's no OTAs, still wants to be traded, considering retirement. Dogger has gone in there and said, okay, look, you're going to force the hand. You're going to make him come back and play. You're going to give him $12.75 million. He's been through hell. You people didn't support him. If you want him back, and if you're going to force him to come back after all he's done for you in this organization, we want to have those last 2 years 75% guaranteed. Those are big years. I think they go either 14, and
13, then 16. 15, 17, I think is what it is.
Yeah, okay.
I mean, 12.75, I consider $13 million.
Correct. And what they probably got as an answer, he and Dogger and Peterson probably got the old no.
Well, you can imagine how nice Rick Spielman is to you.
Yes.
Did I call him by his real name, for God's sakes?
Yeah, I think
General Manager of the Minnesota Vikings, who am I? What am I thinking? But how short and how awkward and how weird he is with people and relationships, I just don't think he's a people person. So behind the closed doors, if they're negotiating or whatnot, I can't imagine that he's, you know, making them feel all warm and fuzzy inside either.
He's
got a heart of stone.
Yeah. But he has to be that
of
way.
Of course he does.
And good for him, because that's how it's run. That's how you do
it's a business.
Between him and Rob Brzezinski, who Dogger had it out with, I think, in Indianapolis. And Steve Poppin, he's the bean counter. I mean, those three are the people who are going to ultimately decide. Well, Ziggy, obviously, and his interest group will decide whether or not those last 2 years are ever going to happen.
And
I don't see it unless he comes out and puts on the right face and runs like he's possessed, the way he used to.
2,000-yard season, you can see those last 2 years
of your
contract. But yeah.
No injuries.
651-989-9105. I think you said something about beans. Let's go to Beantown, Boston, Massachusetts.
Hey.
Boston, Massachusetts. David, you're on 105 The Ticket.
Hey, yeah. So I just wanted to touch on a couple things that I think you guys are missing. Number one, Adrian Peterson wanted out of Minnesota before any of the stuff with the child abuse even happened. You want me to call Jerry Jones? And two, he does have leverage, because if you remember back with Logan Mankins, he can sit the first 10 games of the season and then start playing immediately after that, and he still accrues the season. He doesn't necessarily need the money, because he's already made $70 million from the Vikings over his career. Like, he's not poor.
No, I agreed. I don't think the whole accruing a season thing is the issue. It's him playing and wanting to be out there and beat Emmitt Smith's record, right, and he's not going to be able to do that. He can sit out, he can retire all he wants to, and I think Minnesota Viking fans and Viking Nation around the Twin Cities are probably on the same page. Adrian Peterson, if you're going to play hardball and you want to, you know, you're going to retire, you're going to sit out, by all means, go right ahead. Be the pouting case. If you want to play this game this way, we're not going to give in to your demands. The Minnesota Vikings aren't going to give in to your demands unless they get an unbelievable haul from some other NFL team, which it just isn't likely to happen, because he's making $12.75 million. He has this whole child abuse thing that happened last year, and he's been a year outside of football already. So you can say he has leverage, but he doesn't.
To take a pay cut.
Sorry, go ahead.
He said earlier in the offseason he's willing to take a pay cut for a team that wants him. So
you're right.
A team that you want to give a first-round draft for, mm-hmm. draft pick for him, you improve the team, and you move on.
I think that was discussed, but I don't think that the Vikings or another team would be willing to take on, you know, a 30. I mean, depending on what the terms were after they reconstructed the restructured the whole contract. But I don't know if anyone's going to take a chance. I think he's either going to be 30 or he's going to be 31 next by the time the season starts. Now, regardless, he's always had, you know, great rushing years, but he's also had some serious injuries. And he was coming back off of one with the groin surgically being reattached over the last offseason before he played in that St. Louis Ram game. So you just can't take a chance on a running back at that age and coming back with injuries and so on and so forth. That's a big contract for another team, whether it's restructured already or not. That's a big number.
Well, and compensation completely changes, too, because before the draft, obviously, if you want to change your team and rebuild and get draft picks and this and that, you trade Adrian Peterson now, you have to wait a whole nother year for a draft to happen, and unless you're getting some proven player or whatnot, but which teams aren't really likely to do that either. David from Boston, thanks for calling,
man. Thank you,
David.
Appreciate it.
Great call from Boston. Love it. Don't spill your tea into the harbor. John from Minneapolis, everybody. Hey, John, you're on 105 The Ticket.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Good.
Now, didn't I hear that we averaged more yards per carry last year without Peterson than we did the year previous with Peterson?
I don't know if it was more.
Somebody made those stats available, and I'm not sure if that's accurate or not.
That'd be a good one to check. I know that we ended up, I think, 10th in rushing last season.
Seventh?
We were 7th in rushing? Yes. Okay.
I'm just wondering why Spielman didn't see this train wreck coming. You know, it's Adrian Peterson refuses to block in the backfield for the quarterback.
Well, he
did this charity for children. They found out it was a hoax that he really wasn't donating that money for children. And then he's beating up on a 4-year-old and defending it. I don't see where the Vikings want him to be on a team with such character problems. Anyway, I've been saying this from the start. They should have cut this. We don't need this drama. And I'm excited about the Vikings, the new coaching staff, the new draft picks. I love it. But this Peterson story is an anchor around the neck of this team. And I would think Spielman would have cut his losses and moved on a long time ago.
I couldn't agree more. And the thing is that I was going to talk to you about this superstar, and we can talk about this the rest of the afternoon if we need to. But it's not like... And John from Minneapolis has a great point. It's not like the Minnesota Vikings have a contingency plan here. They are betting on Adrian Peterson. They didn't take a running back in the NFL draft, not even in the late round. Probably is another sign to prove to Adrian Peterson, you're not going anywhere. You're a guy, but there's no backup plan. There's Jerick McKinnon again and Matt Asiata, but there's nobody else. So they're basically in the same exact position and not bettering themselves in that running back spot.
Well, when you've got so much money tied up in a running back, you can't afford to do anything. You're kind of handcuffed until it either happens or it doesn't. And then you have to hope that the team that helped you get to a seventh ranking in rushing can duplicate that. And with Joe Banyard, they can. Okay, I just said that.
4.9 yards per carry in 2013, 4.4 in 2014. So about a half a yard difference thanks to Zach, our crack staff over there in the other room.
Nicely done.
So that's
but John, it's a good point that you bring up, and it is an anchor, and it really has been an ongoing story that just all of us, I mean every one of us, is just exhausted talking about.
Dick Springsteen is playing with fire, and he may end up losing if Adrian Peterson retires.
Adrian loses big.
Well, Adrian loses big, but so does Rick Springsteen in the Minnesota Vikings. Everybody loses.
Oh,
if that's
agree.
The case.
I agree. If you want to just blow the whole thing up for the running back and for you to have the big-time running back, fine, so be it. No one else gets him that way.
And I'm fine with that.
But
I'm
he doesn't
fine
want
with him playing hardball.
Yeah, and he doesn't want to stop. I mean, the leverage is, you know, forcing him to play on a team that he doesn't want to play for. But he doesn't. Here's where he doesn't have leverage. He needs and wants to play. He's a prideful football player, and he's always got huge numbers, and he's always chasing down huge numbers. And quite frankly, he's shooting for Emmitt Smith. He still believes right now that he can get that done. He can't afford to go another whole season or so without playing any football games. So that is for sure. And he would not be a problem if he came back to play. He might pout all the way to the field, but you put him in pads and hand him the football off. He's going to run with it hard. He will run with it. So I'm not worried about that. I am worried about getting Jim Rich on time. Oh, is he better? You think he'll be around?
Well, yeah. Just say 105 the ticket. I'll hit this button.
All right. Go. Here's what we're going to do. It's Jim Rich next. He's from Fox 9 Sports. I do a lot of time with him. So does Ben Holson. We're just hoping for the best. He is the best, by the way. Radioactive Sports with Jim Rich.
Back to Radioactive Sports. The superstar Mike Morris and Ben Holson on Sports Radio 105 The Ticket. I want to be rich. Oh, I want to be rich. Oh, I want to be rich. Cool Whip. I want to be rich. Cool Whip. Full of love, peace, and happiness. Cool Whip. 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 Cool Whip.
How about those Vikings, huh?
I don't know. You tell me. Jim Rich.
That's me.
Someone tell me where Jim Rich is right now. Zach.
What's going on?
I want to know.
You guys touch pee-pees or something?
I don't want to talk about that, Zach. When I ask you a question, answer it then. And don't bring up that again.
Hello!
Hi.
Hi.
What fumbled?
Yeah.
Because people like to say salsa.
I like to say salsa. Listen, salsa.
If you have a telescope, Uranus is visible, too.
Yeah.
James?
From anywhere.
Why do I have to be put in when you guys are talking like that?
Look.
Well, if you were on time, we wouldn't have to fill time talking like that.
This is what happens when you're left alone to your own devices.
That's right. Mm-hmm. We have too much time
Mom
to play.
Mom needs to keep tab on you two.
Mm-hmm. Who?
Yeah, that's a good point.
Mom.
Mom, yeah. Well, you're right.
Mom.
We do need a mom. Yeah. Our boss left for the day and has the day off tomorrow, so God knows what's going to happen tomorrow without any leadership whatsoever.
Oh, it could be.
Yeah. It gets worse. Oh, it gets worse.
Radioactive.
Well, I'm going to tell you another one. It goes to another layer when Ben takes a couple days off, June 1st and 2nd. Then it really goes to hell in a handbasket.
What?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
He's taking days off?
Well, what I'm threatening to do is retire because I want 105 the ticket to trade me to a team because I just, a different team, I just can't take it here anymore. It's not in my best interest to be here.
I see. I'm sorry you feel that because I think management loves you and have said it publicly numerous times, Ben, how much they appreciate your work, what you've meant to the organization. You know, you're almost considered the face of the organization.
Well, I just don't appreciate the coverage from guys like you in the local media during my legal issues because I believe you were unfair criticism of my all-day foundation. I have trust issues with the people that work here, who I blame for undercutting me privately in favor of saving face with themselves.
Quite frankly, I feel like I've been abused with a switch.
And I also feel that 105 The Ticket declined to strongly back me during my initial stages of my child abuse charges prior to the 2014 season.
Right, but you know, I'm your teammate. Mike's your coach.
Yep.
I mean, he's loved you since day one.
I know.
He's nurtured you. He's made you what you are. You're a superstar in this market. You don't want to go to another market and have to start over. We're there for you. You know, we'll do the dirty work. I'll line up guests for you, and Michael put those one-liners on a tee for you. And you know, you can have your old ways back again.
But I want to win a Super Bowl. I want to win a Super Bowl. I want to go to a team that can win. I want to go to Dallas.
Oh. Have you heard sports radio in Dallas? You really want to go there?
No, I'm kidding. I want to go where Adrian Peterson's going. I feel like he's getting a raw deal, and now I'm living vicariously through him, and I want to go where Adrian Peterson goes because he's just the greatest American of all time. I mean, when you think of a great American hero, you think of somebody who goes to Disney World in his wife beater with a mouthful of chew taking pictures with children.
Well,
that's, I mean, when you think of class, you think of that.
Exactly. I mean, you know, a guy like that should have his own day in his hometown, don't you think?
I think so. And invite all the camels you can, too.
Well, yes, yes.
Everyone comes riding in on a camel, and not one of them is a wise man.
No, there are no wise men.
There are no wise men, just camels. No wise men, trust me. I don't get. What is he saying?
Wise guys, maybe, but not too many wise men.
You know, now that I'm thinking about it, I'm thinking about trying out for the Olympics, and after I do that, then I'm probably going to change into a woman.
Wow!
Wow! Probably too soon.
I'm getting a couple of those stories. I think confused. Am I or somebody?
I don't know. I don't think you are. I don't think you are really. Jim, what event? What event would Ben win if he was to somehow find his way into the Olympics? And let's say, well, summer games, not winter. Well, make
all
it,
right,
I don't
right.
care either way.
Oh, we can go summer. We can go summer. Let's see. Which sport do they talk a lot at? they need something that he can use his voice.
Maybe he could be
the guy on the rowing.
Like
stroke.
That's right. See, perfect.
He could be the, what is that guy called? The coxswain or something
Excuse
like
I'm
that?
I'm pretty sure it is.
The coxswain?
And all he says is stroke.
Yep.
Yeah. And what is it
that
called?
That is his position.
Is it sculling? Is it, what do they call that?
It's sculling, right? Yeah.
I think it is. Yeah, you could do that.
I think he'd be fabulous at that.
I think you would, too.
His diction is good. You know, they wouldn't get the words confused.
Yes.
Although he's saying the same thing over and over again, so why do you need to listen, but.
and he's just an incredible rudder man.
Yes, because, you know, a lot of times this show seems rudderless.
Yeah, like right now.
Hey, listen, you know how to steer the ship, right?
Sure. I mean, coming off this weekend, it's hard enough coming back on a Monday, let alone a Tuesday when you had a Monday off and it was a holiday. And so you're coming back, and the top news stories are that the people on the pedal pub were water balloons were being thrown at them, a super soaker soaked them, and there was some undercover cop ended up attacking these guys, and then
Talk
Adrian
about
Peterson.
A bad idea, you know, of all the pedal pubs to attack in all the days, not the day to attack it when there's six off-duty policemen on the pedal pub. That's unfortunate for those guys.
You have to be
careful.
But it
was great. They attacked them on bicycles. That was the best part. Supposedly, this is all allegedly, and it has not been proven in a court of law, but these guys, like, came riding up like Mad Max guys on bicycles.
Oh, my God.
Coming up and circling them and shooting them with water guns.
And then they tweeted out, or they did a Facebook post earlier in the day to the pedal pub saying at 1 o'clock in, I want to say, Nicollet Mall or one of the other parks downtown that they're going to come get them. Well, I find this very nice. At 105 The Ticket, Eric Jokinen tweeted, there's no other FM station in town that talks sports, so Ben must stay. Emphasis on no other. Thanks.
There you go.
Thanks, Eric. I'm staying. I've decided I'm going to stay.
It's incredible.
Yes, and we don't have to give him any guaranteed money, Mike. This is perfect.
It's perfect, and you know what? I don't think we even really need to restructure anything in the contract.
Nope. We can cut him the day before the state fair.
Perfect.
That'd be perfect.
Day before state fair would be great. If you made me stay through the state fair and cut me the day after, that would be upsetting.
Oh. I thought you liked the fair.
Sure.
Don't you? I love it.
Yes.
I was out there every day. Ben, where were you? I remember Jack Jablonski and myself and Bob Sansevier being almost drowned out there when our tent collapsed. our tent collapsed on us. It just wasn't quite right.
I think we didn't see you. You need to know how to work the tent. I had the tent out on Saturday at the St. Paul Saints game, CHS Field, to work like a charm.
Yeah, but it wasn't pouring.
No, but it was pretty windy.
Yeah, but
it was coming down.
But rain coming off the sheep barn.
Nah, fine. Stop your complaining. You'll be fine.
It does carry a little momentum behind it.
Jim Rich, were you on TV talking about this whole Adrian Peterson deal when we were trying to call you?
No, we were talking Twins. Adrian's coming up at 6 o'clock.
Gotcha. What are your thoughts on the whole retirement deal, Adrian Peterson? I mean, obviously back in the news again today.
You know, they're squirming. They're trying to get him more guaranteed money. That's what this is all about. Yeah, and this is what I think the whole uncomfortable bit has been about. And you're not showing me the respect translates to you're not showing me the money. He wants them to redo his contract and throw $20 million of the $30 that's left as guaranteed money. Mm-hmm. That's what he wants done, and that's what Dogra's pushing for, and that's what all this talk is about. I don't think he really wants to be traded, because I know if he gets traded, he'll get a new deal there too. So, because if you get traded to Dallas, they're going to say, wow, we want you to be a Cowboy for life, blah, blah, blah. And they'll come up with a new five-year deal that pays them $50 million. 20 of it will be guaranteed. That's what they want to get, whether it's here or somewhere else. But that's the end game. I don't think playing here is a big problem for him. I think it's the money and nothing guaranteed. If he blows out a knee in the OTA or in minicamp, Vikings say, oh, well, see ya. And he gets nothing.
That's what I think they're looking at.
Well, I don't know if you can do that, but I understand where you're coming from. I definitely think that they can refuse to renegotiate the guaranteed money in the last 2 years of the contract.
But if he goes down with, say, a
career-ending injury, he would be entitled to that entire contract.
Yeah.
Is that how it works?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. And he would be able to probably put together a grievance, a settlement, a workers' comp settlement, for the accumulative damage done while playing the game of football that would force him to leave the game. And he would have a case. And you would get paid top dollar there as well. So.
Okay.
Yeah. For sure.
But don't you think that's what he wants, though, is the guaranteed money? Because the Vikings don't have to pay him anything,
I agree. I said that one or two segments ago. I thought that was probably the case.
Here's what I don't get is Adrian Peterson has this illustrious career here with the Minnesota Vikings, over 2,000 yards rushing in one season. All the playoff appearances that he's been a part of, all the Super Bowl games. But if he does force his way out and he does force a trade and becomes ugly, why would you do that for a place that you've played 8 years in the NFL and you could rarely probably ever come back where Chris Carter comes back, he's on the field, people cheer him, all these former Minnesota Vikings come back. There's no hard feelings, there's no ill will, but there would be, and it would be deep if Adrian Peterson did that, but maybe he doesn't care.
I don't think he does. I think this is, it's all about negotiating right now, and the fans are being used and abused by Peterson and his agent to get what they want. And they want another payday that guarantees them money. Because say the Vikings cut him today. Say Adrian was a free agent on the market today. What kind of contract would he get? He would not get 12.
No.
12 and a half.
Nope.
No, he wouldn't.
From anybody.
Yeah, I don't think that even by most people's experts in the business would consider him the top running back right now. I think that you can look at his past numbers and what he did for his last full season that he put in before his one game with the St. Louis Rams last season. I think that he probably might have gone out on top, but I think Marshawn Lynch and some other people are well ahead of him right now.
Well, another thing that is confusing to me, does he want money or does he want to win? Because if you go on the open market as a free agent, or you're being traded to another team, you have to choose one or the other, it seems like. But here with the Minnesota Vikings, he's going to be paid higher than any other running back in the league. And he has a pretty decent chance of winning because, even without Adrian Peterson last year, the Vikings weren't a bad team with a rookie quarterback, and you think they got better in the offseason. He's going to make almost $13 million and then be right on the verge of going to the playoffs. And in the playoffs, obviously, anything can happen. He has the best of both worlds here. The only thing that he doesn't like here is that he's going to have to come back and apologize.
I agree. I think that he's going to get top dollar, have a chance to win. He wants the guaranteed money on those last 2 years. He's not going to get it. There's no question there. Not going to talk about that. He can put in one super year and handle it 1 year at a time until this contract is expired, and that's it. There's just too much money at stake. Kevin, and they've already dealt with him up front. That's why you signed for your guaranteed money up front.
Yeah. Kevin Bosley just tweeted at 105 The Ticket, hold AP hostage. Don't give in to him. Force him to play here or retire. I couldn't agree more.
I think that's
it's amazing how the fan base has almost united behind the Vikings. Spielman and company have handled this perfectly.
Yeah.
They haven't been wishy-washy. They haven't, said, well, we may look to trade it. No, they said, look, you have a contract, come and play, or you're not playing anywhere else.
Correct.
And the fan base is united. You put it out on Twitter. You ask people on the radio to give them their opinion. Who's right? It comes back 99.8% Vikings management. They're doing this the right way.
Yeah, I agree. And that is the case. That's exactly how it's turning out on almost any of our conversations that we have here on radio. But that's all the time we've got, James. But thank you for coming on.
You go and talk to a wet and soaked and probably surly baseball guy now.
What's the difference? Wet and soaked, but I don't know about the last one. The last adjective to describe him as surly would not be doing him justice.
Surly's a heck of a good beer, and I wouldn't like to waste that word on Mike Berardino.
Mike Berardino with Hardball. He's cantankerous. He's belligerent. He's crusty, salty, and he's next.
Beer for the Minnesota Twins today.
Time to oil up the mitts. It's Hardball with Mike Berardino.
The information in the head of here, so I'm willing to learn it.
Definitely excited to have him leading the way.
Get your seam head talk right now on Sports Radio 105 The Ticket.
A drive to left. Ramirez back. It is gone. What an at bat for Trevor Blue. Well, the fastball's away that Trevor fouled off. Finally got a breaking ball, it looked like. And Trevor opens up the game with a big six-run bottom of the second inning thanks to a three-run home run.
Well, you know what? It's that time. What will he say? What will he say about a squad who finds themselves 8 games over .500 and just hitting the ball all over the field? Mike Berardino enters that conversation.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
What's up?
Oh,
you know, it's just another beautiful day for us. I guess it's kind of rainy out there right now. And
a little bit.
Are they going to play baseball?
Well, they always try, and you have to think that Tuesday night crowd with the Red Sox in town would be one of your larger pre-sales. So even though they could play a doubleheader tomorrow, there's some thought that there's a poor forecast later in the day tomorrow. It's supposed to be nice during the day, but if you had a doubleheader and it eked into the evening, that might not be good. So I think they'll make every effort to play it as usual.
I've been reading a little bit of the Mike Berardino the tweets and whatnot, and I just think good. That it's fascinating what you've got on there. And how about Santana throwing in the fascinating, by the way. But Santana throwing in the bullpen. He wants to be back out there by July. Is that right?
Oh yeah, that'll be no problem as long as there's no setbacks. There should be no problem. But it's a stair-step approach to that because he's basically having a second spring training. And, they have this thing, extended spring training, that they tell teams do every year around this time. And that carries right on into the middle of June when they send the draftees off to their Elizabethan club. And at that point, there's no more extended spring training. And then around that time, like mid-June, I think Irvin Santana will be going to join the Rochester team, and he'll get 3 or 4 starts in there. And, yeah, at Kansas City, if not Independence Day, then that same series, he could get rolling. They're not going to keep him on ice the way they do with Tommy Malone.
Hardball with Mike Berardino, TwinCities.com, and the Pioneer Press, brought to you by Nature's Fury. NutriDrink vitamins never tasted this refreshing. One thing Mike and I were talking about before the show, Mr. Berardino, was the fact that the Twins are amazing. They're really fun to watch. They're second place now in the AL Central, a great record. They've won a lot of series, I think, in the last 27 games, only losing to the Detroit Tigers, I think you wrote. But how can they be so good when really they're not very, they're really not that good? You know what I mean? You get the question?
No, but I think here's the thing you got to understand. As you just look at it, everybody talks about, baseball people talk about, you take the first 2 months to determine what you have and what everybody else has. You take the middle 2 months to try to address the weaknesses and either buy or sell. And then you have the final 2 months to actually play with what the very best group you can put together is. These first 2 months have shown us that the Twins can pretty much play with anybody except for Detroit at this point. I think the Tigers have their number and they're going to have to get better against them. But everybody else, and also that there are really no super teams in the American League this year, and that the Central is probably the best division. When's the last time you saw an AL East team AL East division this bunched up, and Tampa's leading it, and they're not going to win it, but they're just a couple games over 500. They're no really, and the Yankees just lost six in a row before yesterday. And out west, Houston, no one's really buying Houston at this point. Maybe people in Houston say that about the Twins. I'm sure they do. But Houston was really abysmal, even worse than the Twins in recent years. That's why they keep picking ahead of the Twins in the draft. So Oakland's bad this year, for instance. That hasn't been the case for a while. They're going to be selling soon. It's a weird year in the American League, and it's probably there is a window of opportunity. And as you look around, there's really no reason to think that what the Twins are doing is fluky or fraudulent. In fact, if anything, I think their best play is ahead of them because they're going to add people from the minors and the aforementioned Irvin Santana and soon Casey Fien and soon Oswaldo Arcia that will make their team even deeper and stronger. So stay tuned.
Could be good. Mike Berardino, thank you so much, sir.
Thank you, guys.
You will be in the box, I'm hoping, tomorrow on Wednesday. Rain or shine, I want to see you there.
Oh, yeah, it's going to be great.
Fantastic. Well, listen.
You guys can sit on each other's laps and pet each other's hair and talk about sweet nothings to each other.
Nope, that's what you two do, and then I'll leave you to your own devices.
I would prefer it that way. I didn't invite you. Ben did. I did. I want to keep it just Ben and I. I'm with you on that, Mike. So listen, thank you. And however awkward that might have been for you, that's the way I prefer it. Thank you for your time, and we will talk down the road, Mr.
Bye,
Berardino.
Slappy.
Wow.
See you tomorrow.
Bye.
Be good. He said, see you tomorrow.
Yeah.
I mean, I think that's exactly what we're talking about. I've got a couple.
Is it going to be funny when we don't show up?
I'm gone.
Oh. No, you're not.
Oh, yeah.
Don't show up. Leave him hanging. Leave him looking for us.
Okay. I'm in on that. Because why?
Because he does
make
it to us
Mike
all the time.
Mad.
He does it to us all the time. He's going to come on the radio and go, where were you guys? I think you're coming here.
Oh, crap.
Anything to get under his craw. I love it.
Yeah, that's a good chance of that happening because he's that way 24/7 anyway. Next up, NFL Network. I watch it all the time. NFL.com is the only source I trust for NFL news. Yeah, Bleacher Report, too. They've got a certain young player that they are saying definitely will line up at left guard.
Ooh.
And there's a key battle going on.
Ooh.
A key battle going on all summer and during training camp with the Minnesota Vikings. And I will tell you what those next.
Back to superstar Mike Morris and Ben Holson on 105 The Ticket.
My safe word will be whiskey.
Sorry, Rod, what was that?
Whiskey.
So you mean whiskey?
What?
You're saying it weird.
Saying what weird?
All of it.
Where do you get off?
I just don't get why you're saying it that way.
Why I'm saying what way?
Forget it.
I will. I will forget it.
I don't know what he's talking about.
Cool whip. Cool whip. Cool whip. Cool whip. Cool whip. Cool whip. Cool whip.
You know, a lot of stories this time of year. When it comes to the National Football League, all these draft choices, all the free agents, everyone being reassembled now down at Winter Park. A little fun time is over with, kind of. It's time to get kind of serious. It's
Cool Whip. Cool Whip.
It's almost June, and you got one more month, essentially, to train and take some vacation time. The coaches definitely will have their only vacation in June, but now some of these things are key. What we're trying to get answered this offseason, this time around, is going to be imperative to how good we're going to be. And that number one thing is left guard.
Brennan Fusco.
Well, no, he's going to play right guard.
Are you sure? Because
yeah.
Last week they were talking about
Brennan
Fusco to left guard and TJ Clemmings to play right guard.
Mm-hmm.
Not the case anymore, huh?
Apparently not. Well. David Yankee will play left guard, David Yankee.
That's
doing
what he's
been
lining up all day today down in OTAs at Winter Park.
Apparently so.
David Yankee. Well, it's about time. He and Scott Crichton, I mean, were...
Yes.
Possible steals of the draft last year. Crichton taken in the third, David Yankee taken in the fifth. Both of them fell from their prospective draft slots.
Right.
Didn't see the field once.
I didn't see either one of them out there. Not that much. And there was an awful lot of opportunity for Yankee. He might have been out there some.
David Yankee?
He might have been.
I don't know.
I thought maybe there was a time when even Dukas went down. And Berger was playing the other side for Fusco.
I don't even think David Yankee was active.
runs in my mind he was out there for something. I don't know why. But I don't think it's going to be him. I think it'll definitely be TJ.
Think so?
Clemmings will play left. I just feel like he's going to want to jump over left. They don't want to take anything away from what was happening on the right side with Fusco and Loadholt. Now, if Loadholt is, hey, if he's not healthy, if he can't come back, if he's not having a good camp, maybe TJ lines up there.
Yeah.
But apparently, during the offseason and at the end of last year, apparently Yankee was making some progress. But he struggled, they said, during the most of the training camp and last year's OTAs. It wasn't ringing true to him, and I think he came in late. Some of the players out east had to come in late, Barr being one of them, and Yankee as well. Just the way it ends up with the pack.
David Yankee.
Yeah.
Could not be president of the United States because he wasn't born in this country.
Says he's a Yankee.
Any idea what country he's from?
I'm going to go ahead with he's from Yankee. I'm going to go ahead and just say Wales.
Australia.
Oh, perfect. G'day. Throw another shrimp on the Bobby.
Were you reading this fact that David Yankee is going to be the starting left guard?
Right here.
I think that's what the team obviously would like, and I think they're going to give him every possible chance.
I think maybe.
They've been high on David Yankee for a long time.
They have been.
They liked him a lot.
They like a lot.
A lot.
But I don't know. I'm reading right here.
Wouldn't you be more comfortable with the 6'6 guy who's a natural left guard, played
you
for
Stanford?
You
mean Babs, right?
No.
Oh. It's his birthday today.
Who? Baba Gadoosh?
Baba Douche.
Okay.
Baba Douche. I think it's his birthday today. I see a Yankee as maybe stirring things up a little bit and making that competition thing better. And I think TJ Clemmings will respond positively to the challenge and to the cream rising to the top, and I believe that is TJ.
I just don't feel comfortable with just watching the limited knowledge that I know of the offensive line, and obviously I always defer to you because you played in the offensive line for 13 years in the NFL. I just don't like TJ Clemmings on the left side of the line. I just don't feel like he gets burned too often. I don't know if it's his feet or his punch or what's going on there necessarily. You would know much better than I would. But I like him just on the right side, just bulldozing people for Adrian Peterson. The very retired Adrian Peterson.
Yankee on the right side.
No.
Fusco, go ahead. One more
Clemmings.
Time. Clemmings. On the right side and Fusco at left guard. Okay.
I just don't like Clemmings on the left side. That's what I'm saying. I just don't know if he can do it.
It's not a given that he can.
It's not a given that he can
play guard. He knows how to set, and he knows exactly what he's doing with his hands and his feet and his set as a right tackle.
Wouldn't it be easier for him to move from right tackle to right guard instead of right tackle to left guard?
Yeah, it would.
So if you're going to move him to guard, and Fusco can play the left guard position, which we know he can. He's done it before.
He has?
Pretty sure. Hasn't he?
I don't think he's played left.
What?
Look, I don't think so. I thought he's always lined up at, he was always Hutchinson at left. And then it was Big Charlie Johnson. I can't remember injuries or anything else where he was over on that side.
Hmm.
But anyway, but he did create a name. He made a good name for himself before he got hurt last year. He was coming up. I think they really liked Fusco.
The new starter at left guard.
That's what it is. NFL.com projects it, and it's on the Viking Age, TVA.
Mike Zimmer, we're looking at a few guys right now. Obviously, Joe Berger has a chance to fit in the mix. We've actually been looking at Brandon Fusco moving over to left guard.
Mm-hmm.
TJ Clemmings playing right guard. Also, the kid, Carter Bukowski, that we took off of San Francisco's practice squad, has looked good as well.
He was a pretty good football player. I think he's a local kid, too. I think he's from here.
Fusco's pretty much up to full speed. Loadholt is not quite there, but he's getting closer.
You have to worry about that. You have to worry about your right tackle not play. Did we keep with Mike Harris?
I think so.
We did, didn't we?
I think so.
Let's hope so. Oh, and by the way, another huge, huge battle that will be going on during this offseason. Now, it'll be between the long snappers, Colin Loeffler and McDermott. Kevin McDermott. It's going to be a big one. It's going to be a big a big, big, big battle going on at long snapper, and we just don't know what's going to happen. Cohen Loeffler, I think this will be his 12th year.
If he makes it.
Wire to wire.
Are you going to feel bad when he gets cut?
I will.
You going to call him?
I will. I'd give him a call.
Yeah.
I'm going to give him a call anyway. I'm going to wish him well. And this kid also, by the way, politically tied. This guy that they're bringing in, Kevin McDermott, he played in 2013. He was on with the San Francisco 49ers, spent some time with the Broncos, and then the Ravens before being signed this offseason with the Vikings.
It's also the same guy.
Go ahead.
No, you. Jeff Locke? You're going to say that?
Yeah. And that's the tie.
Was that at UCLA?
UCLA, I believe.
Yeah, played with Jeff Locke, the punter, and he thinks maybe if he can get a long snapper in here that doesn't screw up the game in 1998 and cost us another Super Bowl.
I'll tell you what, if you can't snap and you don't know how to snap, don't put someone in there that can't do it. It cost us against Atlanta. I can't remember the guy's name. Tom Schreier. This
Mark
Schreier
something,
kid,
I think it is.
I think it's Mark Norris.
Yeah.
I think he's Chuck Norris's son. Tom Schreier is up next. He might bring something to eat. I don't know. You never know.
He's
I think
live
he said
from
he was
Target
talking
Field.
About. Oh, see, he said he was going to bring by
tacos.
Hot dogs.
No, tacos.
That's right. Taco Tuesdays, remember?
Yeah.
He said he was going to do it.
Screwed
well,
us.
We'll see how that goes. Right. Talk a little Twins. A little Twinkie ball with a cold Omaha rider, Tom Schreier, next.